Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. So it was Equity yesterday at our branch meeting, and I organised a drag queen to come and talk to us. So Michael Twaits, who refers to himself as a man in a dress, and he does exactly what it says on the tin. Obviously, he didn't come in drag for the meeting, but it was really interesting hearing his take on everything, you know, and understanding a bit more about his career actually was interesting, because I've seen him a lot perform at the Art of Drag, which was something he set up, and I hadn't appreciated that he's written a book and it's going to be released in July. But I mean, I'll probably talk about that nearer the time. But that's quite exciting, the Art of Drag. It's available for pre-order on Amazon, but yeah, how cool is that? Because he's right, there is no handbook on how to do drag. Arguably, there's not that many rules on how to do drag. Everyone at the meeting seemed very engaged and interested and had lots of questions, which was great, because, you know, they're primarily actors. It's very hard to get anybody from Variety along to these meetings. So it's also very political. I hadn't realised when I joined Equity how political they are. I mean, they say they're not political because they're not affiliated with any particular political party, but they just... Yeah, I just, you know, I thought I was joining to do right by people in Variety, and that is exactly what I intend to do. So I've kind of decided that I'm just not going to get really into all the serious politics. I mean, they're always out protesting, you know. Regardless of what I think on any of these topics, I will not stand out in the street and protest. It's just not something I do. I think I've probably said before many times the only thing I'd ever protest for is the right to protest. Maybe for a free speech thing, but otherwise, no, you're not getting me out there. I just don't see the point, and I just don't wear my beliefs on my sleeve like that. Partly because I'm open to being not convinced. Well, you know, I'm open to hearing everybody's viewpoint on everything, quite frankly, and what a person is one year, they may change several years later. You know, I mean, I'm not the same person I was when I was 15. You know, I wouldn't even recognise that person. She was thin for a start, but we won't go down that route. Anyway, and that's enough of that. So yeah, I'm finding that, you know, it's all very political at the moment. And that's probably my stupidity. Didn't go in with my eyes open, really, did I? I thought Equity was there because they support you in a performance capacity, but they seem to be involved in a lot more things. Anyway, let's move on to something else. I'm going out to see some comedy tonight. Now, I bought this ticket at Cadogan Hall over near Sloane Street, Sloane Square, somewhere like that. I bought this ticket months ago, you know, last year sometime, because again, it came into my inbox and I have no idea how I got on this list. I don't think I've had anything from them since. But it was surprise comedy, essentially. Buy a ticket and we'll tell you nearer the time who's actually performing. So I bought a ticket and I have now found out that I'm going to see Ed Gamble, which is good because I don't think Ed is somebody I necessarily would have bought a ticket to go and see. But I sometimes find these situations, you know, if you go with someone who's got a spare ticket or something, you wouldn't have bought the ticket yourself, but you find actually you really enjoy yourself. And so hoping that's going to be in that category. I've certainly found him very funny when he's been on Taskmaster and various other things like that. So yeah, so I'm going to get some comedy this week, which is good. Apart from that, don't think I've got anything else to say. Much love and gratitude.